jumping at the...
I seen you tiptoeing into the tightest pool at the dock.
That was only for a moonlight swim, sir.
A moonlight swim in your pajamas? I don't believe my ear trumpets.
All lies, dear listeners. I wore not the pajamas. I wore bathing drawers of the briefest grist. And ladies have remarked on my noble proportions.
I bet they have, mate. Now, just take a gander at the sequel to the hula hoop.
Let's see.
The hula hoop.
Be your own father a new genetic game. I say the ladies won't subscribe to this idea.
Fear of unemployment, eh? Don't worry, ladies. It's only a game, you know. Only a game.
Oh.
Here's another Merry Christmas game. The complete home neck-breaking kit. Watch.
Yes, folks. You can hear how popular a broken neck can be. Just one downward stroke of a sledgehammer and wow, hear your friends laugh. And now a word from our sponsor.
Bloodery!
Next week, another word. Forward Nugget Eagle.
Ah,
three,
hey.
Two.
Oh.
All together now, Pete.
Oh. Oh,
what is it to have friends? Well, I thought I did, anyhow. Now, folks, here is Mr. Greenslade to make an omnidirectional announcement from the waist upwards.
Come on, Ewell. Give us your posh Wallace talking there, Ewell.
Whoa, spare the words there.
Go on, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Who are that now?
Real class.
Look, because I talk proper-like, knock all the old chat on it there, please.
Ladies and
ladies and gentlemen, the scene is a pair of trembling knees in the Maldives. From their shelter, two criminals royal are partaking of a frugal meal.
Another plate of frugals?
Thank you, no variety, but a little more newspaper stew.
Yes, I'll have it,
We've never had it so good, guys.
I've never had it so good,
my dear Ponsner. Tell me, Ponsner. Where did you learn this foul but economical recipe?
It's a family secret.
Why?
They died after the first mouthful.
Oh.
And so did that joke. It was terrible. I had to do all the washing up myself.
Here's a possible plot for this week's show.
Oh, let me get out of the way.
Good. Do listen carefully, dear listeners. On your retention of it depends your enjoyment. The editor of Pam's paper will pay 1,000 leather pounds to the next of kin of any person who is drowned in water, provided a copy of Pam's paper is found on the deceased's body. You're wearing a deceased body, aren't you, Mariah?
No, no, that's still got the power in it. Listen to these knees. Oh!
That is power, my dear Ponsner. Never mind about that. Run out and buy a copy of Pam's paper and we'll find a Charlie to drown, Mariah.
Meantime, on board one of Her Majesty's gas stoves in the Sussex Wood, a bundle of Welsh rags suddenly becomes animate.
We'll see for welcome in the dustbin party. That's got my old legs straightened up. folks, what a perfect winter's day. A blanket of white snow. What a piteous July. Bill! William! What are you doing there in that bush?
Shaving, mate. I had a sudden attack of airs.
Well, hurry up. There's other people waiting.
I thought you was trying to cut down on butchies, mate.
Idle gossip, I tell you. Idle gossip. An English bird in full-throated cry. Oh, a part of England's treasured heritage. Where is the dear bird? Ah, I see him. Got him. Right in the primaries.
You're a fool. Look what you've done to my fairy cakes.
Oh, naughty me.
You're a naughty man.
These fairy cakes are heirloom. Dear listeners, let me describe this crotty Herbert. He was covered from head to foot in hand-painted chicken feathers and standing in a tree.
Hey, what? Why is this tree stopped?
It's got a puncture.
Oh,
I said.
Come down, Mitty Nong, and warm yourself by this roaring lion.
I'm going to let you into a secret. I'm breaking a world record.
Really? Tell the folks. Listen to this, folks. Why should I suffer alone?
I do. Folks, if I go on wearing these chicken feathers for the next 89 years, I'll break the world's bird impression record and win the golden nest.
Dad, your parents must be proud of you.
Well, actually, they're not.
Well, do a bird impression for the folks.
Okay, I'll do a bird impression for the folks. Bang!
What bird was that?
That was the one you just shot. You're a bloody man, Eccles. Eccles, you're a bloody man.
You're a twit, mate. Now go and be off with you, mate.
Well, before I be off, I'll do an impression of Max Geldry's nose.
Oh, boy, at last the kunk is getting a break.
Geldry is now willing to sign autographs.
William, he's desperate, mate.
Steve, Be that as it may, me, my mum, you. But will you please take up your positions for part two? On your mark, get set, go!
Stop! Look! What's that lying there in the road, gasping?
Oh, it's a friend of man. A fully mature, clean-shaven World War I donut.
Kev! So it is! Former Colvin round it!
Yeah, there's some knit inside it.
I'm off.
Ooh. Whoever you are in that donut, come out.
Go and shoot, come out. They're coming up in the rest of that.
Top floor blouses, loose covers, and certain applause.
A door of the donut opened, and out stepped two well-endowed men facing east.
Don't panic, Ned. Put down that loaded Eccles. We are but honest donut miners.
Miners? Mining for what?
Jam.
Jam, the man says. There hasn't been jam in donuts since before the war.
No. Look at that.
Kurt! Dear looseness, there, gleaming on a slice of Moriarty's bread, with a piece of genuine, uncut jam.
And that's more by that tender.
Yes, Ned.
Kurt, I wish I could strike jam.
You can, Ned.
Oh, yes, yes. Thank you.
Join us and become a merry singing jam miner in the ski.
Jam, 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 the boys are marveling. Jam, 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 the man, the boy. If you hit the gaps, the boy, you hit the boy, the floor. Jam, the man, the boy, the
boy. Ken, what a wonderful start.
Now, Ned, your entrance fee. Have you any securities? Ned.
This thing takes a lot of nerve, you know.
Back, Ned. Yeah, 50 pounds insurance.
And there is your jam miner's ticket. Moriarty, take him somewhere while I arrange his drowning.
I'll do that.
And don't forget the copy of Pan's paper on the naughty body.
That's for the plot. Yes. Come, Neddy, let us dine into the manner which we are unaccustomed. Namely, food.
Yes! Taxi!
Where to Jim?
Part three, don't sprain yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Meantime, in part three, a hotel chef has had a terrible accident.
Oh!
Oh, open a window, will you? Oh, the gas stove's exploded. Dear, all me English pits are ruined. Never mind, it was only a bee pizza.
Hello, we've come here to dine.
Oh, welcome to see the customers, Monsieur.
Merci, merci, vous êtes très gentil, mon ami.
Speaking of your ignorant swine, will you? How dare you insult this ignorant swine?
I beg your pardon, I had no idea you were an ignorant swine. Allow me to show you to your table des mains.
Oh, the mains.
Charles, I say, why are you smothered in rice pudding?
I'm trying to keep it at body temperature. You
know. Splendide, splendide. Now, could we have the menu?
I'm sorry, the menu is off. Something else, perhaps? The bill, the laditions, or something?
I know, I've seen you. Your major bloodlock.
Right, first time.
I recognize your old army boots.
Oh, yes, I always wear them, you know.
Why?
I can't get them off, as a matter of fact. You? I bet bit of it. Where's my old pictures? I've got them here.
Oh,
of course, I recognize that thrilling sticking plaster. You're Private Ned Seagoon. Well, 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 well. People told me you were dead.
What people?
The ones that saw you on television recently.
What lies? You know, all lies. Hello, folk,
give us a song.
And the rays of blood in your eyes sing louder than Adele.
King.
We'll keep our ass in the
He's only joking, Nelly. Don't get us upset.
But what does he have to tell the truth?
I don't know.
Ned, I hear you've just matured an insurance policy.
True?
Ned, you remember during the war I borrowed £100 off you?
Yes.
Well, I'm perfectly willing to forget all about it. And if I don't be back. Now, Ned, can I interest you in a few shares in an exploding knee industry?
Don't listen, Neddy. He's a cheat. A crook. He's a blackguard. I don't...
Massage his head with a shovel. See that bottle of water on the mantelpiece?
Is it yours?
Last night I crept down to the River Thames and I stole it.
What a thrilling life you lead.
Yes. I have discovered, Neddy, that the River Thames reaches both banks. I believe there is life on the other side.
Fool! England finishes at Woolwich.
Ah, but there have been signs, things floating in the river, you know, that show there are sort of low form of life over there, you know.
How long would it take to cross?
4 months as the crow flies. Of course, if you go to Battersea Bridge, it takes you only 10 minutes.
But isn't that the danger route?
It's hell over there, I tell you. Only last week an old lady fell off her electric stilts. And, well, I'm afraid she'll never live again.
You're right. It's better by rough. I'll join ye, matey.
Good ye, matey. Now take this pen and sign on a prize crew.
The sounds you hear are second-rate extras chosen for their inferior quality to allow Mr. Seacombe's slender talents to shine.
I'll see you outside, mate. I couldn't miss you. Men of Old Deptford, you are all naughty sons of the sea.
I'm not. I was born on dry land, I was. The Fred Quinge Ward.
Right. Take one pace forward. Right. Now, one pace back, you spotty Herbert.
You rotten twinny. Why don't you pick on somebody your own size?
That's the trouble. There is nobody my size.
Can I go home now? I've got to get my ear bandaged, so just bit it.
How do you manage to bite your ear?
I threw it on that chair.
I'm laughing. I'm the funny man in this bit. Now, those... It says here. Now, those who want to sail to the cross Thames raft, follow me. But first, Ray Ellington will give us a chance to get to the old brandy there.
I wonder where he hides that stuff. Hard man out, too bad it had to be me. What's the game of love? Just can't be played by three. I guess I knew from the start that old flame in your heart was still smoldering there. From loving you, I have learned how our fingers get burnt if we don't take care. My luck ran out, that's why I'm left with the blues. But I can't blame you, it's what my heart had to choose. Oh, yes, three's a crowd, and to his company, beyond the shadow of a doubt, you're still in love with him, and that makes me the odd man out. Shadow of a doubt, you're still in love with him, and that makes me the odd man out.
Clubbing be a lesson to you, you cruddy French slapper. I turn my back and you let Nettie get into the opiate brown power of blood knot.
I'm sorry, Grandpa. Sorry. Pronounce.
I'm sorry, Grandpa.
All right then, Mario.
I'm sorry, Grandpa.
Don't cringe to me, you.
I'm sorry, Grandpa.
I can't bear you saying it once, three times. You're sorry? I've heard that somewhere before. Get into this cannon, Mariah. Consider yourself fired. Fortunately, by walking with a limp, I placed a limpet mine under their raft. Don't forget, folks, they are on a raft.
Good heavens. I don't know what European blood knocks is. The raft must be heaven. I don't know what European blood knocks is. The raft must be finished today.
It will definitely be finished.
It will.
Now, don't panic, man. Everything in the garden is indeed lovely, I'm telling you.
Lovely. Lovely. I'm down to my last loincloth and not a sign of any curry powder from the old country. Everything is lovely, sir. Everything is lovely.
Listen to me. Looking on the optimistic side, man. Two things can happen.
One, that we finish it.
And two, that we do not finish it.
Yes.
And if we don't finish it, well, that is definitely the finish of it. That is what it is.
What are you saying, man?
If
we don't finish it, that is the finish of it. You're at the dust, I tell you.
It is just that you have never been to Oxford Cantonment University.
Third,
you do not understand the passing and the tensing of the sentences.
Is the raft finished?
It's floating, and that's good enough for me. We shall sail with the tide. Hoist the mast. We shall have to wait for the wind.
With you aboard, we shouldn't have to wait too long.
Now, I want you to keep this copy of Pan's paper on your body.
Oh, thank you. It fits perfectly.
Well, I chose it myself.
Thank you.
Not at all.
What about navigators?
I never wear navigators. This man will be he.
Of course. Do you remember me?
Ow!
You fool. Man, you're very good.
This man is no good. He's perforated below the waterline.
What? He's brilliant, I tell you. Eccles, did you know that the Thames is 218 miles long?
218 miles long, right?
And you know it's 30 yards wide?
30 yards wide.
You see, he has the answer to both questions.
Ah,
You know how wide it is, you know how long it is, but can you tell me where the sauce is?
Oh, I think it's on the dinner table. You're a funny man, Eccles. Yes. I'm alone.
Did you have that reproof, Father? Well, cast off. I'll just strap on these 50 life belts for a joke. The dreaded Thames, turn. <He's> on.
Meantime, on the dreaded North Bank, the editors of Pam's paper, which, if you remember, are offering £1,000 for...
Get on with it, would you? Keeping me hanging round. I'm only wearing shorts in this fog, you know.
On the mysterious North Bank, we find the editors of Pam's paper enveloped in fog.
Oh!
Oh, yes. What a night it's going to be, Mim.
Oh.
Put your saxophone away, Mim, will you?
I wish it was. It's something crossing the river, Henry. And don't forget that Lord Pug is coming tomorrow. Yes. Hi, Puggy.
It's not Pugmin. It's pronounced...
Pew! Oh, that's dangerous, Henry. Supposing somebody recognizes him on the tram and shouts, Pew!
Ah.
Don't put the tram off the tram. Ow! Ow!
Min!
Ow!
Somebody's drowning. Bring the Irish stew.
What for?
I love Irish stew.
He must be deformed.
What's happening out there?
He's falling into water.
Ned, catch this dry suit of clothes.
Thank you. Here's the machine.
Lars Moriarty is still alive.
How? Pardon me. Oh, dear. What a swim. Oh, are you natives of the dreaded North Bank?
Yes. Welcome, white man. Just put this Pam's paper in your pocket.
Oh, stop.
Now, close your eyes, Eccles. Together.
You're wrong, folks. I stepped to one side.
Oh, Mr. Moe.
That's it, folks. I've got a dash. I've got to get to an insurance company.
Oh!
Wrong again, folks. Well, it's a happy ending, isn't it?
That was The Goon Show, featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secom, and Spike Milligan, with the Ray Ellington Quartet and Max Geldrey. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott. The script was by Spike Milligan. The announcer was Wallace Greenslade, and the programme was produced by John Browell.